We've been watching this Race Across America come into our area, and they're stopping at the Signal Station in Camdenton. It's still going on from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland. You're seeing these bike riders. I know somebody that did this race. My brother-in-law, Dave Simons. He's a doctor in Pennsylvania, and I've got him here with me this morning. So, Dave, how long ago were you in this Race Across America?
Well, this was about 25 years ago.
What?
Yes.
Has it been that long? Are you serious?
I'm an old guy now, but I still remember like it was yesterday. I'm telling you, it was quite an experience.
Okay, I remember you told me, and maybe my memory from this is foggy now, but didn't you say that some of these guys are actually sleeping while they're biking?
Well, what happens is, because you're on the bike so long and you're just so fatigued, you can actually fall asleep. So we've had a couple riders actually fall asleep while they're riding. And, of course, that's never a good thing because you end up, you know, crashing into a ravine or falling off your bike and not doing well.
Oh, okay. So it isn't like they were sleeping but continuing to ride. I mean, once they fell asleep, I got the impression that somehow, I don't know, some automatic thing kicked in and they were just continuing the ride, but that's not how it works.
Well,
okay.
No, you know, you're not riding while you're sleeping, but I can tell you that because you're on the bike so many hours, it feels like you don't remember parts of the ride because you're so fatigued and your brain is kind of in a fog. But if you actually doze off, that's always a bad thing. Then you end up crashing.
I'm seeing so many of these guys riding as I'm driving around the area, and I honk at them whenever I see them. Did you notice people honking at you, or are you just so in the zone that you don't hear that?
You know, you do hear that stuff. I mean, part of that, you know, the honking and the cheering and kind of keeps you motivated to keep going. It gets very lonely, and sometimes you go through these emotional highs and lows, as you can imagine. I mean, that's part of it.
So this one is from Oceanside, California to Maryland. Is that where it was when you did it?
No, we did more of a northern route. We went from Everett, Washington to Yorktown Beach, Virginia. They do mix the route up. Each one, the southern route is a little bit nicer.
Do you still keep in touch with those guys? Do you have good memories from all that?
I have good memories of some of the fellas that we went across with. Some of them live locally still. The two people that organized the race, two of my favorites, was a guy named Lon Haldeman and Susan Notarangelo. And she still holds the world record for coming across the country in just over 8 days.
Really?
As a solo ram rider, which is phenomenal. I mean, can you imagine coming across the country in 8 days on a bicycle?
You know, when I follow the live tracking of these bicyclists, I mean, I notice, you know, some of them, they have the speed, and they're doing like 25, 30, 40 miles an hour. How in the world does the human leg generate 40 miles an hour on a bike? You know what I mean? That blows my mind, man.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty special bikes. I mean, they're light and they're aero. And, you know, you're getting down into that aero position. Part of the challenge is staying in that position for hour after hour after hour. I mean, a lot of these people bail out just purely because of neck pain. Just keeping your head up for that long is just very uncomfortable. And, you know, you got to have a good bike. You got to have a good seat. You got to have the hours that you put on the saddle to be prepared for that. But like I said, it's almost more of a mental challenge than it is a physical challenge.
Mm.
You just, you know, staying in that zone for the hour after hour and really functioning with severe sleep deprivation is very challenging.
Well, we have the time station here at the lake at Camdenton at the Signal Station. And did you hit every time station, or were you tempted to like, no, I'm just going to skip it and I'll hit the next one after that?
Yeah, sometimes we would skip them. But, you know, the important thing as a ram racer and rider is to have a great support vehicle and a great support team. And if you have that, they're basically going to tell you what to do, where to go, how to eat, you know, when to sleep. And that's really the key to being successful, is getting a group of people that are motivated to kind of follow you along and give you instructions along the way.
Kind of like a golfer's caddy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hoping that the roads are basically safe, because it's kind of a scary voyage across when you think about how how tired you are, and there's road obstacles and there's cars and there's, you know, things that you can hit along the way. And part of just getting across is making sure you get across safely.
I have developed a new respect for these guys, just seeing them as I ride past them. Just the stamina has got to be, again, it just blows my mind. So it's been 25 years. Would you ever do it again?
I would do a trip across the country again. I don't think I'd ever want to do ramping. And that's kind of one of those things you do it once, and you just kind of said, been there, done that.
It's like a bucket list thing, yeah.
Yeah, you remember how much suffering went on.
I remember the suffering.
Suffering comes back pretty clearly.
So much suffering,
but,
yeah.
But it's great that you're out there and you're seeing these
I love it, yeah.
It brings good memories back to me.
Dave, thanks, man. Thanks for sharing your memory here with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a great memory, and I appreciate you reaching out to me. I love cycling, and I'm still doing it, just not doing it for that many hours at a time.
Thanks, Dave. My brother-in-law, Dave Simon, is amazing. Yeah, so if you see those Race Across America riders, give them a toot and a honk and a wave and an attaboy there. They are all over the place. It's Kevin Hilly in the Wave Wake Up.